Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. We are streaming live, and we are live and in living color. Hey, everybody. Can you see me? All right. So I'm happy to be here. And who is this playing? Make It Last, Come Function. Yay. All right. Today's show is going to be exciting. We're so happy. I wanted to talk to you about clearing energy. We had some things that we talked about yesterday, all this week. We started our new shows this week. And so I went over a seven-day meal plan if you're trying to be vegan for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So just go back to the other shows that we did this week. We have been on hiatus from this actual platform for 6 years. So it was a blessing to come back. All right. So I'm going to talk about clearing your energy, especially as a more, no one can clean your subdue your energy like you can. No one can subdue the energy of a Moor. We're made up of a different substance. Just do your research and let someone know that you're trying to find out who you are. That's your journey this year. 1 second, I'm going to get some water. And so, what we're doing is we're going to talk about energy. Now, the liver is connected to the organ. I mean, the emotion, the liver is connected to anger. So if you know someone who never drank a day in their life and they have liver issues, it's because they could be as mean as a snake. And so there are ways to detox the liver. And one of the ways that you know that your detox is working is that out of the blue sky, you're going to cry for no reason. It's just going to feel like a weight is lifted off your shoulders, and you're going to feel a release. And it's going to take you a longer time to become angry after that. Okay. All right. So we're going to do a 5-card spread. It's going to be very quick. All right. Okay. Good cards. So the first card is the yoga card. I've gotten into yoga. It was predicted to me over 20 years ago that it would help me subdue my energy, because when you have unprocessed anger, it's going to cause you to do things out of your character. And so you have to always stay in a position. Whatever happens, you just have to subdue the energy. Like the Christians believe in the Bible that says it's okay to anger, but don't sin. So don't take it to the next step. Don't talk about revenge. Don't try to get revenge. You know, if you're lined up with the ancestors, they're going to do it for you, because people can't fight what they can't see, right? They can't see your ancestors. So just don't worry about it. Just try to find ways to channel the anger. Yoga would be a good way to do that. It says your life is embraced or enhanced by yoga, stretching, and exercising. Okay. I know personally that yoga helps with dealing with coming down with the anger and subduing the anger, and then just put yourself in that person's place too, you know? So justice is the next card. Your career brings fairness and protection to others who need your help. Justice. So we're working on getting people nationalized and helping them find out who they are originally. Light and love is the next card. Your purpose is to bring divine healing, light, and love to this world, which is so much needed. We're in dark and in hate right now. And so, and it's not because of anything. It's because some people on this land, they don't know who they are. And they're being raped and pillaged and murdered because they don't know their status. So just think, if you have information about something, or if you have the right key to open the door, it's going to be much better for you, okay? Children is the next card. Your life purpose involves helping, teaching, and healing children. With the trafficking of the children for sex and organ stealing, we have a lot of work to do, okay? And then the last card is spiritual teacher. You heal with your classes, sessions, and seminars. And we're starting a new class next Sunday with people who have questions about getting their nationality on track and what to do. You know, it's overwhelming, but you have to put in the work to study. Okay, just like the challenge that I put for the Thanksgiving mockery, pigging out at a table like a trough, like a pig, giving thanks. That makes no sense. All right, so yoga, justice, light and love, children, and spiritual teacher are the five cards. So when you get into a quiet place, you want to, some people don't like the word meditate. You just get into a place where you can calm down, first of all, and then just listen. When you listen, that's more than half of what is going to bless you or bliss you. Because you can't go in like a prayer, you know. You have to listen to the voice that's on the inside of you, because in all actuality, you are God. The Bible says ye are gods. And so you have to realize and understand that some of the things that you, what you have to do is have a made up mind, and don't let anyone deter you from whatever it is that you're wanting to do for yourself. Okay. One of the things that I learned, I was graduated from high school, and I called someone in the military, and I said to her, I'm thinking about going into the military, and I'll call you to get your advice about that. And you know what she said? She says, don't go. She says, don't go in the military. And I was like, why not? You're in the military. Why are you? And she's like, just don't go. Don't go. And so what I did was I took the advice, and I consulted myself. Because I didn't want to live with regret. I didn't want to say, God, I wish I would have went into the military. I wish that I could have. Don't wish. You have an opportunity to do something. There is no failure in your life. There's only feedback. So if something doesn't work, you just go back, write your notes down, and when you go through that challenge again, or if that situation or if that opportunity presents itself again, you have your notes. You have your notes. There's no time limit to getting feedback. You just do it and try it and do it until you get the result that you want. But if you have a mindset going into that situation with your mind already made up on what you want done, who you want, or the type of people that you need to help you, just, you know, meditate. Just get into that mindset and do it. You know, it's not hard. It seems hard. You know, we're so conditioned to going and getting on our knees and praying. Who are you praying to? You pray to yourself. The God is on the inside of you. Ye are gods. Okay? All right. So we will go to the next segment of the show, which is the atmosphere, clearing energies in the atmosphere. If you have in your situation or in your environment toxic people or toxic situations, there's no way that you're going to be clean and live in a toxic environment. So sometimes people, places, things have to leave your environment for you to have a clean environment. And sometimes it's challenging. Sometimes we don't want to let people go. And so if you leave it up to the universe, you know, maybe you will have a situation where you fall out with somebody, but we don't want to fall out with people. We just want to transition to the next level. And, you know, don't offend people. You know, you might have to come back across that bridge. And so it's important. Just let people know who you are. Let people see who you are. You yourself, you are you. And no one has the experience of being you except you. Not even your mother, not your father, your sister, your brother. There are things that you have done in your life that people don't know about. I'm not talking about bad stuff. I'm talking about good stuff. And then when you die, people come to your arrangement or your funeral, and they talk about all the things that you did, all the good stuff that you did, how you touched their life, but they never told you. I remember when my brother, I don't know if he knew that he was about to transition, but he came to me. And you people who know me, who grew up with me, you know how mean Barry was. Barry used to take stuff and beat us up. And one time I was watching cartoons, and I turned the channel from what he was watching. And he took a coffee mug and hit me in the back of my head. And I called my grandma. I was like, duh, Barry hit me in the head. And she was like, you know how Barry is. This was, I was like 8 or 9, something like that. But just before he made his transition, just before he had the 5 strokes that day, he came out to the house and he told me, he's like, I'm so proud of you. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? And he's like, all the decisions that you made, and I'm so proud, you know, you went into the military, you did a lot of things our family was afraid to do. And I was like, okay, thanks. And then shortly thereafter, he had 5 strokes or seizures at my grandma's house. And then he was taken to the hospital, and he never spoke another word after that. I was in his hospital room for 18 hours a day, every single day. Actually relocated to Goose Creek so I could be close to the hospital in Charleston. And I went every single day. And so I said that to say, sometimes you want to get your flowers before you transition. You know, we can hear and see once we leave, but we would love to hear it in person. If somebody has touched your life, just have the common courtesy to say thank you. If somebody gives you a stick of gum, that's their gum. They didn't have to give it to you. Just, you know, take pride off, you know, whatever. Just say thank you. Those 2 words mean so much to the person, you know. It's just 2 words. And it's something that you should have been taught as you were growing up, okay? So if you get blessed, just say thank you. So when you're dealing with energies and atmosphere, people take sage and burn it in their area. You need 4 herbs to really get negative energy out of your atmosphere. Sage is one. Cedar is another. Lavender is the third one. And sweetgrass is the fourth. When you put those 4 herbs together, I learned that from a sensational guru, spiritual mystic shaman out of Africa. And let me tell you, whenever you put those 4 herbs together and you burn them with charcoal, you feel a lifting. Okay? All right. So those are the things that you set your atmosphere correctly. All right. The next thing is, we did the 5-card spread. We did the clearing of the energies. We did the clearing of the atmosphere. More Thanksgiving ideas. So if you want to have vegan sides for your guests who are coming for Thanksgiving or coming to your house to eat anytime, we talked about the coleslaw. You get the purple cabbage. You shred it in a processor. along with red onion or scallions. And then you take that and you can add basil, cilantro, all the herbs that you like to taste. And this will be your seasoning salt, the actual herbs plus the pink sea salt or the gray salt or the black salt. And then you put in capers instead of corn syrup pickles, because that corn syrup is doing some damage to you. If you want to know the kind of damage that corn syrup can do, and high fructose and all those other ones, anything that ends with R-O-S-E on the end of the word signaling sugar, it is not real. Okay, sucrose, fructose, glucose, O-S-E. You take the capers and you mix them in. Now, if you want to think about corn syrup, just think about the hardened outside caramel or the hard sugar from a candy apple. And when you're eating that, that's how it's hardening the arteries, hardening the organ. That's what cancer is, inflammation on a organ or on a particular organ. If you are struggling with prostate cancer, it's because you have inflammation encased around the prostate. And so that will be a challenge. But then there are herbs that will melt that away, just like it will a candy apple. And then you just have to keep your body clean and eat all clean food. Okay? If you want to do the potato salad, whenever I'm doing something on catering and they request potato salad, although I don't eat potatoes anymore, you can get the blue potatoes or you can get the red, blue, and yellow potatoes in the little packet. And you boil them. I leave the skin on and you use the capers again. You can use onions, whatever seasonings you want, the vegan mayo. And then you just mix and people enjoy it. They really don't know. If you don't tell them it's vegan, they won't know the difference because the taste is sensational. All right. All right. So let's go to the next part. Emotional balancing test. Yesterday we did this and we ran out of time, but I want to go back to that because it helps a lot. So if you go to, do I have a text chat here? I think this is the first time I'm going live on Facebook. I'll put in bachremedies.com/, let's go and see what the actual, okay. So you're going to put in bachremedies.com/en-us/remedy-chooser. And I'm going to put it in the comments section here on, let's see. Hey, Raymond Clayton Weldon. How you doing? Good to see you. I'm putting something in the text chat. So, Weldon Raymond Clayton, I've known a while. You're smiling on your picture, but I know you're smiling right now. And we talked about writing plays, and we talked about doing your cooking. And I think, are you able to talk on here? Because I want to get your input on some things. Tell me if you're able to, well, just type in the text chat. I think I booked you for your first TV show doing a demonstration with cooking. Is that true? Or am I imagining that? It's so good to see you. And I saw you have a blog talk radio show and all. Yes, yes, yes. Are you still doing your cooking? Giving out information and things like that. Weldon, Ramon, you don't know. Oh, you don't remember. Okay, but I think I did. And then we helped you with your Your play. Did you get to do your play? Or are you still working on it? Let me know. Okay. All right. So just let me know in the text chat if you're still working on all the stuff that we were helping you with. I have I put in the text chat Bach Flower Remedies or BachRemedies.com and the Chooser. So when you go to that website, this is for people who are going through things emotionally, and that might be everyone, because what it is that we have a lot of things that are being put before us, and we have to make a decision every day of what we're going to do. And so these essential herbs or essences can help you get into the place that you need to be emotionally. I use this with my clients who have had trauma in their life, maybe an unexpected death or an abuse or anything that is traumatic. And so when we go to that site, let me just go to Chooser, you'll see a list of scenarios, okay? And it starts off with, I think it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 areas that you're struggling with, okay? If you're struggling with decisions, resignation, I don't care about deciding, indecisiveness about my future, letting go of loved ones, being possessive and overly protective of them. If you're struggling with making a decision between two things, if you're struggling with procrastination, just the thought of doing a task is too much. If you're struggling with not trusting your own judgment, often seeking advice from others, there is an herb for you for that. Okay, so let's just pick these and put them together. And it's going to show you how you can put together a protocol within a matter of minutes to help you emotionally. And these work, right? So let's say if you're struggling with decisions, we'll say that you're not trusting your own judgment and you're often seeking advice from others, okay? Habits. If you're struggling with habits, breaking a habit and experiencing a change, if you're struggling with experiencing setbacks, if you're struggling with suppressing inner struggles with food, alcohol, drugs, or et cetera, and if you're struggling with making the same mistakes over and over. Okay, let's pick struggling with suppressing inner struggles with food, alcohol, and drugs, because our whole brand is Eating to Live, so that will be helpful right now. If you're struggling with work or school, you're struggling with concentrating and daydreaming too much, You're struggling with feeling slighted and are resentful. You're struggling with responsibilities. All of the responsibilities that you have on you right now, they're overwhelming. If you're struggling with lack of confidence, if you're struggling with direction on your future path or vocation, if you're struggling with feeling intolerant and critical towards others, if you're struggling with relating and being inflexible, let's say you're struggling with lack of confidence, okay? Exception is if you're struggling with relationships, if you're struggling with anger, jealousy, suspicion, if you're struggling with listening, you rather talk about yourself, if you're struggling with being overly concerned about a loved one, if you're struggling with always pleasing others, putting everyone first before yourself, if you're struggling with connecting with others while preferring to be alone, if you're struggling with breaking a pattern of making the same mistakes with your partner, okay, these are relationships. So we'll just pick anger, jealousy, and suspicion, okay? The next area of struggle would be self-image. If you're constantly apologizing for the way you look, if you're struggling with holding overly high standards for your appearance, if you're struggling with longing for how you used to look, if you're struggling with poor self-image, shame, or embarrassment about your body, at times feeling unclean and obsessive, if you're struggling with repetitive thoughts that you cannot switch off, or if you're struggling with losing control of yourself, these are the self-image struggles. And let's just pick longing for how you used to look, you know. Well, everybody wants to look like they did in high school. It's available, but you got to put in the work. The last one, the next to the last one is sleeping. If you're struggling with feeling anxious for no reason, if you're struggling with mental and physical exhaustion, struggling with being overly enthusiastic, intense over things that you are passionate about, if you're struggling with frequent nightmares, if you're struggling with shutting your mind off at night, okay? Let's say frequent nightmares, okay? Sometimes people have nightmares. All right, and the last part of that section is struggling with coping. If you're struggling with sudden highs and lows and you don't know why, if you're struggling with inner troubles and finding it hard to cope, if you're struggling with guilt and blaming yourself, if you're struggling with feeling hopeless, if you're struggling with needing rest, if you're struggling with responsibilities that are overwhelming, if you're struggling with lack of self-confidence, if you're struggling with the effects of trauma, shock, or grief. Let's pick trauma, shock, and grief, okay? All right, the next section is today I'm feeling. Today I'm feeling extreme anguish. You cannot cope. You're feeling guilty, blaming yourself. You're feeling overwhelmed by many responsibilities. You're feeling resentful, strong self-pity. You're feeling a lack of self-control. You're feeling ashamed or embarrassed about your body, poor self-image, at times feeling unclean and obsessive. And you're feeling the effects of trauma, shock, and or grief. Let's pick self-confidence. You're feeling a lack of self-confidence today. All right, the next section is feelings of fearfulness or worry. You're feeling fearful of losing control of your behavior. You're feeling fearful, anxious, or nervous about something specific, like flying or spiders, shy and timid. You can be too shy. You're feeling fearful, anxiety, or nervousness, and you don't know why. You're feeling constantly worried and concerned for others or loved ones. And you're feeling extreme fear, frozen in place, and helpless. Let's just pick that one off the cuff. All right, next section. Lonely, need help communicating. You're feeling frustrated, impatient, easily irritated with people or things. You would rather prefer to be alone or am proud and aloof, yet feeling isolated at times. You're overly concerned with self, talking excessively, not wanting to be alone, but fine, I drive people away. All right, let's pick that one. Pigpen from Peanuts. All right, over-concerned for others. Oh, we're short on time, okay? So let's just pick those things that we just say. We selected 9 remedies for you, okay? Based on those things that we picked, agrimony is to stand your ground. Serrato, to know your own mind. Cherry plum, to face your fears. Heather, to reach out to others. Holly, to stand your ground. Honeysuckle, to live the day. Larch, to find joy. Rock rose, to face your fears. Star of Bethlehem, find joy and hope. And so I will tell you that rock rose from Bach Flower Remedies and Star of Bethlehem are my go-to remedies for people who have been in shock and traumatic experiences. If you love your dog, you have your dog since he was a puppy, and you saw your dog get hit by a car and the dog dies in the street, Star of Bethlehem and rock rose will help you get through that. You might not even cry. All right. So I want to thank you for being here. We're here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and on Fridays we're going to do a live show. So love you. Thank you for coming. See you soon. All right. God bless. Any last minute questions? Hey, Renee. Hey, Renee. How you doing? How you doing? I owe you a phone call, and I said I was going to call you when I got back, but I will call you later on today, okay? All right. Love y'all. Oh, this in the background is my I commissioned Bert Goldman to do this painting for me. And he made his transition this May. I think he was 98 or 99 years old. But we were able to help him with a lot of things with health. And then we lost connection. But he told me when he gave it to me, he did a reading and he talked about medicine. And this is a healing painting. And so that's what I enjoy. Meditating with that, and I feel his energy, and I feel the energy of my ancestors when I'm near it. So, all right. Love you guys. Thank you.